Hell's Little Stinkers, The Twinfinity Simplex. Chapter 1, The Man in Charge. Basher Lewis spit out his second tooth in as many hours. With it came a splatter of blood and a laugh.
Solid hit! Check inside, see if there's a prize.
He adjusted his bruised body in the large chains that held him to a metal chair and looked up at the man who had just socked him with a brick-aided fist. The man had a face that must have kissed a blender, then married poison ivy. He set the bloody brick down on a table, filled with scalpels, wrenches, stale muffins, the original Broadway cast recording of the musical Rent, and other implements of torture, then dipped his hand in a bowl of iced cucumber water.
I like to hit you, Mr. Lewis. Your face is like steel. It does not break, so I can strike you forever.
The prisoner chuckled painfully.
Oh, I give you another two hits, tops.
Basher's chair stood under the harsh light of a single uncovered fluorescent bulb. The rest of the large gray room was lit sparsely, and on the other side from Basher, several men were gathered around a map. Several more manned computer stations, monitoring camera feeds. Others stood guard at the two entrances to the room, and one man, Blevgagin Steench, was sitting with his feet kicked up, reading a copy of 12 Ways to Really Prove You Have Friends. They all wore the same fatigues as the torturer, and they were all in need of a good ironing, and their clothes needed it too. One of the men at the table began to walk toward Lewis. It was clear from his excess of hair gel and aftershave that he was the man in charge.
Let's ask him again, Louvain. Why has Basher Lewis, the killer of Kilmeade, come to the island of Delvoica?
Sightseeing, said Basher.
The man in charge laughed like a man losing his balance on a high wire.
And what sights have you seen?
Warthogs. Big, ugly ones.
The man in charge smirked, then nodded to Louvain. The blender kisser took his hand out of the ice water and slugged Basher in the chest, sending him to the ground with his chair. Louvain's fist was vibrating now, and he set it back among the revitalizing cucumbers. Basher didn't need to wheeze, but he wheezed all the same, because it felt nice.
Oh yeah,
he said.
And I saw a bunch of ugly dudes with puny muscles.
Your jokes, Basher Lewis, said the man in charge. These are what you are known for. But your killing, this is what you are also known for.
The man in charge reached into his shirt pocket and plucked out a fig. He took a bite, chewed it for a moment, then sighed contentedly.
They say you have killed unkillable men. And yet, when my men captured you outside our gates, snooping like a little Snoopy boy, you were unable to kill even one of them. And now, here you are, in chains.
He leaned over Basher like a melting snowman.
I wonder just how funny a bunny you will be when you are a pile of carefully butchered limbs.
Basher shrugged, then sat up using only the strength of his toes.
I have a few friends who might get a kick out of it.
Ah, yes, said the man in charge. Your stinkers.
He snorted like a pig at an all-pig comedy show.
We do not believe they will help you. We do not even believe they exist.
The man in charge gestured for his men to join him in his laughing fit. All but Blevgagin Steench did, though the laughter was as uneasy as a plumber performing brain surgery on a two-brained monk.
Sounds like somebody needs a little Christmas spirit.
The laughter ceased, and the man in charge turned a stoic eye on Basher.
The gentleman's military solution of Brundavaria does not believe in Christmas, Mr. Lewis.
Well, that explains why you're so mad all the time. No presents from the fat man.
The only fat man I am interested in,
said the man in charge, nodding to Louvain,
is the one who is about to beat you to little itsy bitsies.